104 people have died on the Republic's roads so far this year, an increase of 15 on the same period last year. A number of measures have been put in place to try and bring those numbers down. Measures including a directive from an Garda Commissioner that all uniformed Gardaí must do 30 minutes of road policing per shift. New legislation was passed earlier this year which would give people multiple sets of penalty points for multiple offences, mandatory drug testing and having lower default speed limits. Now another piece of legislation is in the very early stages of preparation, and to discuss what is in it we are joined by Minister of State in the Department of Transport, James Lawless. You're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why a need for more legislation so soon? Because the one I just mentioned there, that was just passed in April.
Yeah, so first of all, my department is very proactive. We're trying to move forward quickly with a number of pieces of legislation. You mentioned the legislation that was enacted in March of this year, and already, although every life lost is a tragedy, we're already seeing the monthly average fall from 20 deaths per year the first quarter of this year, January, February, March, into 11 in the second quarter of the year. So, and that tallies with the introduction of that legislation in March that was in force from April onwards. So things like the drug testing, it was in place for the June bank holiday weekend. Two pieces of legislation were approved by Cabinet yesterday, and I look forward to bringing them through the Dáil in the term ahead. The first one was data sharing between the local authorities, the Road Safety Authority and the Gardaí Síochána. So what this goes to is, historically, the scene of a crash, the Gardaí were first investigators, first responders, and they would collate information as part of an investigation as to the causes, you know, the road conditions, the who, what, when. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously very useful to, say, roads engineers and local county council. You know, if there's a pattern identified, they can begin to take remediation action, maybe look at straightening out the road or the road surface or whatever technical issues might arise. An issue arose with sharing that data due to GDPR and due to other technical reasons. It was actually flagged by the local authorities themselves. Mm-hmm. They said, look, we're not comfortable receiving this data for various technical legal reasons. So this puts that back on a solid footing to say there's a foundation there that the data can be shared from the Road Safety Authority, from the Department of Transport, onto the local authorities.
Okay, and just want to explore that a little bit more. Primetime revealed this in April of this year. Was the government aware of that before the Primetime programme?
It was. So I think it would be only right to explain to your listeners, this did not mean that data was not being sent to local authorities. What the department actually did as a sort of workaround, I think a very practical workaround in the meantime, was the department took the raw data, which they had access to. They prepared analysis on that, which would include things like accident black spots, those kind of information points that I mentioned a few moments ago, and shared that process data onto local authorities. What the local authorities could not get their hands on was the raw data. Mm-hmm. Arguably, they didn't necessarily need it because they were given the additional layer of sophistication on top of that to say, look, we've taken the data, we've parsed it, we've analysed it, here's what you need to know. So at no stage were the local authorities not getting fed information, but this just puts it on a straight mm-hmm. foundation so that there's no looking at
it. When will they get that? How soon will they get that raw data then?
Well, once this bill is enacted, so I will be hoping to bring this through, working with Minister Ryan in the term ahead. I would hope that we get a good run of this. We'll work with our colleagues on the Joint Oireachtas Transport Committee and the wider Oireachtas. We'll keep it simple. It's a single issue bill. I would hope we can get this through before Christmas. But again, it depends on progress to the Oireachtas. The other bill we introduced yesterday is something I'm quite excited about. It's looking at digitising and automating how we manage our windscreens effectively and how we manage our, I suppose, status on the roads, whether we're insured, whether we're taxed, whether we're NCT'd.
We're losing the discs.
Getting rid of the discs. So we've had the discs since pre-independence. 1920 is the year that our road tax disc was introduced. There's a lot of water under the bridge since 1920. Most European countries and most countries now would have a kind of digital footprint. And the Gardaí have what's called ANPR, automated number plate recognition. Basically, when you drive past, they can scan your registration plate mm-hmm. and say, is that person insured? Are they taxed? You know, are they disqualified, perhaps? Is it a stolen mm-hmm. car? There's all kinds of metadata they can get.
Yeah.
But for the ordinary, I suppose, road user, the habitual practice of opening up the envelope in the letterbox, taking out the disc, carefully serrating it so it doesn't tear. I know I always struggled to get it exactly right. And then get it into the dashboard of the vehicle. That would be a thing of the past. It would save. There's 5 million of those printed every single year. It's probably another 5 million envelopes that accompany them out. There's huge postage cost, there's huge paper cost, there's an environmental cost.
They're a good reminder, though, to the motorist to
go and do
sure
it.
That they're
well,
up
they
to
are.
Date.
Well, I have to say, I know myself, I use the email that comes out every couple of months to say renew your tax. Mm. And I have to say, I was in the motor tax office in Shannon yesterday. I'm on the road straight away in this job, going around to all the different agencies under my remit. Mm-hmm. Really good operation, really sophisticated database team down there. But that would become paperless, that would become a digital movement. And the Gardaí already have a handheld handheld device, it's called a mobility device, that has this technology. So look, I suppose it's moving into the digital arena. It's something I've tried to do, everything I've been involved in politics, but I think it's really welcome here.
Okay.
I think people will welcome it.
I just want to go back a little bit, if you don't mind. The legislation that was passed earlier this year, we mentioned it there. The lower default speed limits, the national roads 100 to 80, local roads 80 to 60, built up areas 50 to 30. Are they being enforced right now?
So the whatever the speed limit is on a particular road is being enforced right now by local policing, the local Gardaí. As you mentioned, at the head of the piece, the Garda Commissioner has instructed all uniformed personnel to put in 30 minutes high visibility policing per shift. Where those new speed limits kick in, that's on a phased basis. The intention is that in November of this year, by year end, the 60 kilometre default local road limit will be introduced. That will be followed in the early new year by the regional road limits and so on. So there's a couple of tiered approaches. There's also legislation, I won't get into the detail because it is quite technical, but there's provisions within the two bills that we brought to Cabinet yesterday to, I suppose, correct some anomalies within the system according to certain local authorities of historical limits within urban centres, for example. We want to give them flexibility to, because ultimately local authorities know best.
That 50 to 30 is very important for built up areas in towns and cities.
It absolutely is. So there was some controversy about that at the time, but I think the majority of road users and certainly road safety experts would say we know that speed kills, and you know the metrics say that for every 10 kilometres per hour somebody's travelling at, the risk of a fatality is multiplied, you know, and it becomes exponential as you go further up.
So you're saying that will come in at the end of the year?
No, so local speed limits, that's 60 kilometres per hour, that's for your local roads, your sort of what we call back roads, local rural roads primarily, that will come in toward, that should come in November this year. The other speed limits that have been introduced in that bill, so they're provided for in the legislation, they will be rolled out with commencement orders and so forth by government. The other ones will come in early next year.
Okay. Your predecessor, Jack Chambers, also told this programme at the start of this year, when he was talking about this legislation, he said that the legislation would allow local authorities to carry out speed limit reviews and to reset them then to make them consistent. Are local authorities doing that now? Has that work started?
It very much has. In fact, in some cases, it's in place for a couple of years. So there's it's often called Jake's Law, after a child that was tragically killed within a housing estate, within a residential estate. And a number of local authorities, including I'm most familiar at the moment with my own Kildare County Council, have been doing that, and the councillors have been poring over that along with road engineers and roads personnel. So in most cases, I think that the councils are actually ready for this. The councils were actually waiting to press the start button on it. They've done their work, they've done their homework. In my experience, there's nobody more than the local roads engineer knows the local roads in their own district better, and they have this ready to go. And I think there's a common sense aspect to this as well. People at the moment leave what could be a regional road, it could have a 60 kilometre speed limit, they turn onto what's a local road, which is in worse condition, far narrower, and suddenly they see 80 kilometres. And to me,
to
most roaders, it makes no sense. So people, you know, can see this, I think, with their own eyes. So I think this will be largely welcomed.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Minister of State in the Department of Transport, James Lawless.